So first of all, I would like to pay respect to Thanachan Anand and all the Theras, and greetings to my monastic friends and all the lay people who come to practice for this online retreat. I am very happy and have respect for all the lay people here who have the interest and the diligence to continue to practice until today. This is the sixth day already. This is because you all have wisdom. It's the wisdom that you can choose to do what is right, what is beneficial for yourself, to be able to get rid of the suffering in your life. And to do that, you have to learn and practice the Dhamma of the Buddha, which is the teaching that can bring you out of suffering, from to get rid of the kilesas, which we all know the main kilesas are greed, hatred, and delusion. The Buddha teaches the Four Noble Truths, and the first one is dukkha, suffering. In the chanting, it said, birth is dukkha, aging is dukkha, death is dukkha. Sorrow, lamentation, pain, grief, despair, a dukkha. So for monks, we do evening and morning chanting in Pali, and sometimes we also chant the translation. We chant every day about the meaning of suffering. But to experience it ourselves is a different thing. For myself, I have this experience recently about the separation from the loved one, is dukkha. It's because my mother was very sick. She almost passed away. Venerable Ajahn Anand teaches about the cause of the dukkha. But when we actually experience it, it is not easy to accept the truth. But in the end, my mother got well, and this is something that's very happy for me. But when I contemplate it, I have this deep understanding that the suffering from the separation from the loved one is very serious. And how can we face this dukkha? And we can face this dukkha by, first of all, having the peace of mind. And when we follow the teaching of the Buddha and all these great teachers, and we practice and train our own citta. And when our mind becomes peaceful, then it is easier to accept the truth. And also from this retreat, from listening to Thanachan's Dhamma talk, he said that the well-trained mind is easy to teach, easy to train. And for us monks, we dedicate ourselves to practice, to follow the teaching of Ajahn Anand. And we never actually contemplate how the condition of our citta, how it has changed. But this time, when I listen to Thanajan's talk, I get to contemplate about myself, my own citta. And since I have been practicing for quite some time, then the mind become more peaceful, and we can endure the all the emotions that come into our mind. But we never see how it got better, when it got better. This is because it just changed slowly over time. The mind become better, cooler. The mind is easier to become peaceful, to gain samadhi, and the mind have less thoughts. This is all because we believe in the teaching of our great masters. And with this, it made all these conditions happen. So when we follow the teachings of our teachers, we force ourselves in the beginning to come to the chanting in the morning and evening every day. And during the day, we have to give up our time to help the shores of the Sangha. Thanajananan always emphasized that the ones who dedicate themselves to help the shores, their citta will become easier to train. And all these kawat, all these schedule, it is there for us to train our mind so that we will experience peace and samadhi. And if we do it continuously, then the mind will become peaceful faster, easier. For the lay people, you should set up your own schedule to practice as well, ones that is for yourself, that is right for your daily life. But it is something that you should be able to do every day without missing. So Nopusha said that when you feel diligent, you do it. And when you're lazy, you do it as well. And once you do this day in, day out, then this become a habit, become automatic, and the mind will become peaceful. In the beginning, you have to put in the effort. For some of you, it may be harder than the others. This depends on the accumulated parami from the past lives. But in this life, we all have the same time period. So it is up to us to put up the effort. Because the Buddha and all the teachers, they can only teach us to point us the way. But for the practice, we have to do it ourselves. So all these great teachers, they teach us the way to practice both samadhi and vipassana. So we have to listen and bring that to practice, to put in the effort. Because you all have some wisdom already to decide to practice Dhamma. You have the faith, but now you have to put in the effort. And you do that by being mindful, to practice mindfulness every day. Tanajananan teaches many ways to practice in terms of Kamatana. All these different methods, different way, is right for different people, but mainly is the anapanasati, the observance of the breath. For some of you, just observing the breath is not enough because you don't have enough mindfulness. So you chant Butto together with the observing the mindfulness, the breath. But for some of you, you put in too much effort to try to observe the breath. So in the end, you become stressful and the body is not you can have headache or stomach ache, something like that. But if that happened, you just come back and contemplate that in our daily life, in whatever we do, we don't notice the breath, and the breathing is just happen in a normal way. Or when we go to sleep, we just breathe normally and the body relax. This is the same when we sit samadhi. So we have to relax our body, keep the body straight, have mindfulness, and just observe the breath. When you breathe in, you know. When you breathe out, you know. And that's just it. So you do it until the mind stops thinking other thoughts, and just the mind can concentrate on the breath. And you don't have to force it, for everybody is different. Some of you may have a short breath, some of you have long breath, some of you, when you breathe in, it's short, and when you breathe out, it's long. So everybody is different. So you just have to observe your own breath. You don't have to follow other people's method. So you try to do this every day, day in and day out. And you do it by day, month, year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years. In the end, your mind will become more peaceful.
This is putting in the effort.
And when you finally find the peace, then you will appreciate your own effort that you put in. And this will bring more faith to your practice. And Tanajananan said that after you find this peace, then you use this peace of mind to contemplate, to cultivate wisdom. It is important to use this peace, this samadhi in the right way, which is to contemplate anicchang, dukkhang, anatta, that we have to contemplate this life. This life is anicchang, dukkhang, anatta. So when you contemplate this and you teach yourself, teach your mind, then you will see that the suffering still exists. The suffering still exists all around us, and they still come in contact with our mind. But the effect of these sufferings will lessen. It is there, but the level of the suffering is less. In the beginning, the suffering may seem a lot, but after the practice, then the suffering will lessen for sure. So once you practice, there will always be some hindrance in your practice, or even in your worldly life. Not many people will have no hindrance, no hardship at all in their life. This is the same as in your Dhamma practice. So the main hindrance, the five hindrance, sleepiness, sensual pleasure, hatred, all these five hindrance, they interfere with our practice of samadhi. So it is important that we have to let go of our thoughts. When we practice, Tanajananan said that we have to let go, we have to lay down all of our worries, whether it's the family, our work, everything. We have to put it all down and stay with ourselves. All the worldly matters, don't let them come to interfere with our practice. So once the mind becomes peaceful, then we observe and we try to fix all the kilesas. This all depends on each person. The important thing is we don't give up. Sometimes you may have physical interference. Sometimes we may have mental interference. We don't give up. One thing that we all experience is for the practitioner is the soreness of the body. This is because we have to sit for a long time. And this is especially for those who just started. We have never trained our body, our mind before, so it is normal to feel some pain in the body. So we have to have endurance. We have to think that we do this, we practice because we want to become peaceful. We want to have wisdom to be able to escape all the sufferings. So this is one stage that we have to pass. So I would like to give the encouragement to everybody who just start to practice. But For those of you who have practiced for some time, you may have found the Gampatthana that is right for your mind. You will also face some hardship as well. One day you may practice really well, attain samadhi, and then the next day the samadhi may disappear. This can be compared to a millionaire who just one day loses all his wealth. So then what should we do? Tanajananan teaches that we just keep practicing, because like everything else, samadhi is also doesn't last. When we have good samadhi, we may feel happy, but when the samadhi goes away, then we suffer. So we have to keep our mind in the middle, to the not follow the liking and disliking. If you have good practice, then you keep your mind in the middle, equanimous. And if someday the practice is not good, then you don't follow your own emotion either. So every day, we just follow the schedule that we have set. And we do that with the goal of letting go of the emotion. So we practice every day, and we let go every day. And the next day, we keep practicing, follow the schedule again. For monks, this is how we live our life. We just follow the kawat. We practice every day. We train our mind every day. So one day when your mind come together and become peaceful, and you gain the samadhi, then we will be proud of ourselves. We will appreciate the time and effort that we have put in. So today I am very happy to see all of you lay people who have joined in this meditation retreat, because it is important to practice according to the teaching of the great masters. Even though you join online, this is still considered being close to the teachers. Tanajananan always say that whoever stay close to the teacher, they will gain samadhi faster. So in the end, I would like to give encouragement to all of you practitioners to keep practicing together with all the Sangha, to grow in the Samatha and Vipassana until you enter Nibbana in the end.
Gata satu garang gata mase satu satu satu.